Blog Talk Radio.
So live a life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a idol, but I see it in you, so we can walk it out. Ooh, mountain, we can walk it out.
And ladies and gentlemen, what is time to rise up one more time. What a blessing we have to be able to hold our heads up and walk around. For those who may have that as a difficulty, we pray for you, and we are glad that you've joined us as well. Dr. Clark, how are you?
I'm good this evening. I'm stretching this evening, but it's good to be here. Good evening, good morning, good night to wherever you might be listening from.
Well, I got something that we want to kind of follow up on, and if you just kind of ride with me, I'm sure we'll be able to provide some clarity. We've got one of our from North Carolina that's on, and this part of the segment is dedicated to him. I'm going to keep his name and his privacy as it relates to who he actually is under wraps. I'm sure we can appreciate that. But what happened? You've gone through the pits of the grief and loss of family, as he had described. And then there's a word called redemption, where all of a sudden he can kind of show them that things are actually a lot better than you thought and worth the wait. And all of a sudden he goes from the bottom of the pit, let's say, now he's rising up to the top, and his family may see him in a different light. What kind of emotional description do we have for that type of an experience, Dr. Clark? Can you help?
It's a roller coaster, right? It's a tidal wave of emotions, just like the emotions that would have been connected to the grief part, that loss, right? At any moment, you're riding this tidal wave. And so just like from the bottom going up to the top, there's another roller coaster experience that we have, but now we're experiencing that roller coaster in a different way. This roller coaster may have more peaks in it than it does valleys. And so but we do have to be prepared that we know that what goes up at one point comes down. So now it's a matter of getting it to a point to where we can get it stabilized for a period of time and then try to build at reconnecting some of those relationships that were lost and taking each relationship at its own pace. So each emotion, each relationship tied to it is its own roller coaster. Don't try to put everyone on the same ride.
Wow, that is wonderful. I got one more part to this because I have been asked on Facebook several times. And it goes something like this. We all have heard about the slap around the world, unless we rock, okay? But I'm going to go therapeutic with you because that's what we do. The young man who got slapped, and for those who were under the rock, yes, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on national TV, international TV, okay? Chris Rock didn't respond like many of us would have, depending on where you're from. Some people would turn the other cheek. Some people would, you know, they'd have been, you know, dancing out there on the stage. But Chris Rock did nothing other than comment, wow, this guy has really hit me. But let's do a little bit of background. Chris Rock was bussed into a school where everybody didn't look like him. When he got off the bus, he had signs that would say, N-word, go home. Later on, he actually experienced a sexual assault at that school on multiple occasions. Now, I'm only going by what he has already shared, so I'm not making any of this up. And then one day, he had gotten so fed up that because one of the students hit him, kicked sand in his face, and they all laughed in the whole bit, he went home. He gathered himself. So the next day when he arrived at school, he had a brick, and he hit this young man with the brick, knocked him out into a coma, and were afraid the young man was going to die. So Chris Rock reflected on that, and he has now continued to let a few people abuse him in different kind of ways because he's afraid that that beast in him may come back out, which is why many folks who made comments that, well, he should have hit him, he shouldn't have hit him, Chris Rock knew he didn't want to go there. Do you think that he experienced some type or is experiencing some type of a loss or some type of a grief even within his what we perceive as the manhood that he has to defend himself when the other guy is so-called defending his wife? It's a little complicated. We were just hoping, Dr. Clark, that you could put some clarity on this whole thing so we can put it to bed.
Yes, I think they have exhausted that whole experience. So loss, did he experience some loss? Absolutely. There was some loss of like you said, his manhood, his dignity, his character, his humanness. However, if you look at the flip side against what society would have wanted him to do, he actually may have even gained some integrity, some humbleness, instead of being seen as the aggressive black male, he showed some restraint, which was the opposite of Will Smith, who was the one that had the lack of emotion. And so did he experience some loss as well? Yes, he lost control. And so his loss was a little greater if you had to look at which one carried more weight than Chris Rock's was. But I think at the end of the day, the fact that they were both able to come back and make some apologies was good on both of their parts. But definitely loss was a part of that whole experience. And that is something that Chris Rock is going to deal with. Do you think he's not going through some of those stages? Yeah, he is. He's going through bargaining, because if he goes back and looks at it, he, from my understanding, the Academy wrote the joke. So that might mean he have said, well, wait, this joke may not go over well, wait, you know, it's so personal, but we don't know how much information he knew, right? And sometimes that's where comedians have to be able to use a little more discernment, right, and judgment of what type of jokes that they tell. So everyone trying to say that he should not have said that joke or whatever, but aren't they holding the Academy, who looks different than him? Are they holding them accountable for creating a joke of that manner? So Chris Rock is carrying grief and loss for not just himself, but on behalf of the Academy, because he wants to maintain a certain space and status with them as well. So do you think he's had some anger about that? Absolutely, but we didn't see it. So that might be some of that inhibited grief if he doesn't learn how to express it in an appropriate way. He's also had to deal with, I'm sure that he's had some depression over it. We may not see it on the outside, but you don't think that he has not gone home and thought about that thing, which is what generated his apologies, the way that he's had to kind of accept it. He was, like, forced to accept that right then and there on the spot. because he was left with really no options in his eyes. And so denial, he may have denied some responsibility initially, but has he had to go through all those stages in one way or another? Absolutely. And who's to say that he won't come back and revisit those things? Even when things die down, this is not going to be off of his mind. So now he's going to have to go through a process of being able to navigate the loss that has come from this. Will they be able to maintain the same type of friendship? You know, they may have lost some status of friendship. And same for, you know, same for Will Smith.
Well, yeah, I think the losses that he's experienced, if we did any history on him, I think the world kind of knows that he's got an estranged relationship or understanding or agreement with his wife, who they've allowed another person to come into their marriage, and I'm sure that's not an easy thing to deal with. So, but I'm just really glad that you took a moment to address this, because I've heard a lot of folks who can't hold the stick to your experience and your education, and I thought that you could help kind of ground folks. Before I turn it back over, I want to go back over to our guest who has joined us and ask if our friend over in North Carolina has any questions for Dr. Clark before we move on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. You know, a lot of times when we talk about a loss of someone, I've lost two sisters, a brother, and a mother and father in my lifetime. And the loss of those people hurt, obviously, very, very much. Mm-hmm. But what I'm getting ready to lose right now is I'm getting ready to lose an old life. An old life that's been dragging me around for years, yea, even decades. And that old life right now, it needs to be buried, mm-hmm. because the scripture tells us that we are become as not as old things will pass away. Behold,
that's
all
right.
Things will become new.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm looking forward to. How I handle the newness, how I handle certain people might even not recognize me by hand, I mean, how I handle this newness.
Absolutely.
And what outward exhibits it may be seen as me with a new existence. That's going to
mm-hmm.
be interesting to watch. Obviously, I'm not going to make any apologies for that, because
mm-hmm.
as far as I'm concerned, this new life is a new life in Christ. It's
Absolutely.
Not a new life, and it's not a new life in taking the old life and polishing it up a little bit and making it a little bit shiny, whatever. It's a new life completely, and so I'm curious as to how I'm going to handle some of this. I'm curious as to how some of these people that are family and friends, how they're going to handle and you, me. And
mm-hmm.
so that's going to be interesting to watch, is how they handle and you, me. And if they don't readily accept and you, me, how do I handle that?
Well, you know, the Bible says be transformed by the renewing of the mind. And so the new you must first start in the mind. And so you pray to be transformed. And so remember they say be careful what you pray for, because you just might get it. And so now that he's giving this to you, and you've had people in your life that have expressed to you, you know, how they wish you were, but do they really wish that you were that person? Because like you said, will they be able to now tolerate this new being? And it's not for you to try to make them tolerate that, because all you can do is be authentically you and be who you are in Christ. Remember, Jesus was rejected by his own. And so oftentimes we are rejected by our own in our living in the likeness of Christ. And that's something that it hurts, but it's something that as children of Christ, and when we make that decision to follow him, that we learn to be okay with. Because we know to have Christ is better than anything else, right? You can give me silver, you can give me gold, but none of that measures up to Christ. You can take everything, but just give me Jesus. And so they may not be ready for you. And although the idea around becoming a new person was to, in some respects, to mend some things with them, they may be ready for it and they may not. But that's where you just pray and ask for the Lord to soften their hearts and to prepare them for who he has created you to be and for the person that he is beginning to manifest in you. And pray that their hearts are softened and that they can receive it. And if they can't, then that's not for you to determine. But that doesn't mean you stop living intentionally and living purposefully so that you can thrive in life. Sometimes we stand alone. And standing alone seems like a lonely place to be sometimes. But when we're standing for the right reason, then we can't compromise on that. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you. Because I didn't think about it that way. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Well, Dr. Clark, as you can see, you barely got a chance to get into your seat, and we've jumped right in because we're limited for times, and we value all that you do bring to our station to provide the quality and the integrity necessary to be able to have people like the young man who's just given us a call to trust in what you have to share. So we do thank you again. I'm sure you had an agenda, but as we know, sometimes the best laid plans don't always work out. I have a funny joke that I heard a long time ago. Man makes plans and God laughs. Before I go any further, our show is being brought to you by Flashback Academy, where we help veterans and former foster care youth get off the street. Find out more about Flashback by visiting us at flashbksloc@gmail.com. That's flashbksloc@gmail.com. And do remember, a dollar does go a long way. So use that Cash App if you're savvy enough with this new technology that just keeps bombarding us, and send a dollar in. Do know that all the proceeds goes to Flashback Academy, which is a nonprofit 501c3. Dr. Clark, did you have some more? Can you top that? You just got through knocking this out the park.
Well, I did want to ask you if there were alternate ways to donate. I spoke with someone earlier who was not tech savvy and wanted to know if there were other ways to be able to donate. Is there an address they could send a money order, they can send a check? How else can they donate?
I will be providing that probably within the week because we're in the process of moving our office location as we speak. And while we're blessed to have the land there, the structure is not built. So when you're in a not exclusively rural, but rural area, you have to build your own mailbox out there for the guy to be able to come by on the road and drop off your mail. So we just don't have that part set up yet. Yeah, we're a little antiquated, but we're moving forward. So just tell them to hold on, or they can send it to your office, and that's just as good.
Okay. All righty. I will do that. So are we ready for our closing remarks? As we take a deep breath in and
actually,
out.
Because I'm going to be setting up a song while you prepare the closing remarks, and hopefully this will inspire those who are listening and may even want to share this particular one. with a friend, because sometimes your friends may be in pain or going through some type of a loss or grief that they just haven't shared with you, but you keep looking at them and you can tell something just ain't right. So let me set this, do your thing, and hopefully you folks have gotten something out of today, because sometimes it's not the the quality of the work, the quantity of the work, it's the quality, and hopefully something has moved you tonight. I do thank you. Go ahead, Dr. Clark.
As we take our deep breath in, hold it for three, and let it out for three. I invite you to do that two more times. As I come to you again from Dr. Alan Wolfit with our closing remarks, the pain of grief, so natural and necessary, is so very draining. But pain is also a signal, a warning to listen to myself and to honor my needs. While I may react to my pain with anger, it may actually be my friend. Until we meet next time, give yourself room to grieve. Good night, all.
So you folks, we happen to be in America. We're reaching out to as many folks as we can, and we try to set a standard, but sometimes we forget our responsibility to our country, and we wait for holidays to remind us. The young man that was on the line earlier who spoke about rising from the ashes, we want to recognize him and his efforts as a veteran who has served our country and just is asking for a new deal. So, my friend, this song that I'm sharing is for you.
God bless America. Land that I love. Stand beside her. Oh,
that was for you and all the other veterans out there who are dealing with their grief and loss, and you got some place to call in to get some help, and you folks go ahead and make sure you tell a friend. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being you, Dr. Clark, and we're going to go ahead and sign off for the night, but remember, the whole world is a stage, but it's about the part that you play. We cannot afford to lose this place called America. Don't nobody else want us nowhere. We got to take care of home. Matter of fact, tighten up home before we start reaching out to even help everybody else, unless we just have an abundance of resources people ain't told us about. Anyway, that'll be another story in another segment. Join Dr. Clark on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and for a cup of coffee. And that's 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And those of you who get up a little bit earlier or a little bit later, go ahead and check your watch and your alarm clock to make sure that you join us. Thank you again, and God bless.